Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Taking time out now from taking calls from his clients asking, do I have any retirement money left? It's Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. No money, no worries.
So was yesterday's crash all about the Fed and what they may or may not do tomorrow afternoon?
I think so. Late in the afternoon, there were rumors running around that the Fed, which everybody is now expecting to raise rates by a half of 1% tomorrow, may raise rates 75 basis points. And a few people have thrown out that they may raise them by a full percentage point. So a little bit of shock and awe to know that, hey, we're on the job. We're serious about this inflation stuff. And we're going to make it happen. The risk is obviously, as we've talked about in the past, a recession. And so, you know, if the Fed is too aggressive, they could push the economy into a recession. And then, you know, which are we dealing with, inflation or a recession? So it's a tough time to be a Fed board member right now to do the right thing for the economy.
Tough time to be an investor in crypto. It's unbelievable. Not too long ago, those firms were buying Super Bowl ads and naming rights to stadiums. And now what's happened?
You know, I've always had a little trouble with crypto. I never really kind of understood what that was all about. And it became a momentum type of investment. As you know, if you look at the crypto space, there's more than 2,000 different cryptocurrencies, and it's just hard for me to wrap my head around what that all means. And it seems to me that it was really more of a way to gamble as opposed to invest. So it's not a surprise that as things happen in the financial markets and we see the markets come down as a whole, those parts that are the most risky are the ones that come down the most, and that's what we're seeing in that space.
The housing market changing, it's beginning to slow, the housing activity, because of mortgage rates. Is that it?
Yeah, mortgage rates now are getting, in some areas, around 6%. The beginning part of the year, you could have gotten a mortgage for under 4. And so that's having an impact on housing. Some people are slowing down their purchases, selling as inventories are starting to build a little bit, meaning that, you know, people are looking to sell and buyers are kind of stepping away here a little bit. Lumber prices have come down dramatically from the beginning of the year. They're down 50-60% from where they were at the beginning of the year. So that's one of the early signs of higher interest rates having an impact. It does have an impact on the housing market. Housing is key for the overall economy. You move into a new house, you do some fixing up, you do some painting, maybe buy some furniture, et cetera. So there's a lot of purchases and a lot of activity that goes on with a housing purchase. That slows down. That's an early sign, at least, maybe, that the economy is slowing as well.
We're going to get some retail sales numbers. Do you think that is going to push the market one way or another?
I think so. You know, we've talked about how does the consumer feel. There's a lot of consumer confidence numbers out, University of Michigan last week, that, you know, that was the lowest in years. And I'm more concerned about what the consumer is doing, and what they're doing will show up in the retail sales numbers. Retail sales have been extraordinarily strong coming out of the pandemic and have shown some signs of weakening a little bit. We'll be interested to see if that continues here. And again, another sign that maybe the economy is slowing. Producer prices are also out this morning, and that is a leading indicator for consumer prices. And again, if we can get producer prices to come down 10%, maybe under 10%, which is still an incredibly high number, at least it's moving in the right direction.
I was reading your newsletter, Paul, and looking for some sign of optimism, and I think I found one, finally, here. One sentence. You wrote that short-term pain could turn toward long-term gains if the inflation picture brightens during the summer. And I think you're talking about maybe a short, sharp rally, perhaps, like we had back in March and in May.
Yeah, and that's just it. And that if is a very big two-letter word. And that's really going to be the key, is to see some of those inflationary pressures come down, and that will be an indication that the economy is finally right-sizing itself, and maybe the interest rate increases that the Fed has done and will be doing over the summer months having an impact on inflation. That is by far and away the investors' largest concerns right now. Inflation is number one, and number two, number three is economic growth. So if we can get inflation down, I think then that gives us a little bit of room for a rally. And the markets can rally 5 to 10%. Given how much they've been pushed down to this point.
I'll stop there on a good note. I'll quit while I'm ahead. Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Talk to you next week. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.